Hello and welcome to today's Information Exchange program. I'm your host, Camille Wright, and today's show will discuss a brief overview of the issue of genocide plaguing Africa, and our guests work on the colloquium on Rwanda genocide. Our guests today discussing this important topic are a senior here at Nova Southeastern University, majoring in psychology, Corrine Hutchinson, the Dean of Community Education and Diversity Affairs, Dr. Dolores Smiley, and the Assistant Director of Student Activities and Student Affairs, Terry Morrow. They come to speak to us today because of their efforts to inform individuals on their involvement in the organizing the colloquium on Rwanda genocide. The program will be held on Thursday, March 30th at 11 a.m. in the Carl DeSantis Building Auditorium on Nova Southeastern University's main campus. Also joining us today is the host of Radio X Final Stretch, Danny Garcia. I would like to welcome you all.
Thank you.
Well, Corrine, let's begin with you. Can you please enlighten our audience, our listeners, on what is genocide?
Well, according to the American Heritage Dictionary, it defines genocide as a systematic and planned extermination of an entire national, racial, political, or ethnic group. Mm-hmm. And we see that wherever there is a determined action to wipe out a people, that is what would be construed as what would be the concept of genocide.
That would be a genocide. And there has been so many other genocides, such as the Bosnian genocide, the Holocaust, just to name a few. Why did you choose to focus on the Rwanda genocide?
Well, the project came about with me watching the movie Hotel Rwanda. And I was very surprised that I did not know anything about this genocide. And when I asked other people, other students as myself, they were not aware of the movie, they were not aware of the genocide itself. And I thought, if something so atrocious occurred, how comes the majority of people that I know were unaware of it? And so the idea was to bring about an attention to that genocide, because I felt that it was not addressed broadly throughout the public, with the exception of the movie that a lot of people didn't see, in my opinion.
So can you give our audience a little synopsis of what Hotel Rwanda was about?
Hotel Rwanda addressed the conflict between the two major tribes in Rwanda, the Hutus and the Tutsis. And it suggested that through colonization, where the Belgians took over the country, Rwanda, from the Germans, they integrated they formed a very tyrannical system of selecting an elite, and that would have been the Tutsis, and they put the Tutsis in charge. But when they left and gave the country over to the local people, they turned around and switched it up and gave the Hutus the power to run the country. And the Hutus felt that they were abused under the hands of the Tutsis when they were in power. And so the conflict arose where they were, now we're in charge, so we will show you that we have the power. And that's where all that anger, I understand from the movie, stems from.
So that was the root of the situation, and that's how the genocide basically started.
That's how the 1994 genocide is played out to be. But as far as what I have read, there have been continuous genocides before that, prior to that, in the 60s and in the 80s, and mass exodus of Tutsis. But that was like a culminating genocide, or the mother of all genocides in Rwanda.
Right. And the movie that Corrine was talking about is Hotel Rwanda. You guys will actually be showing that at the flight deck Tuesday, March 28th, and it will go off at 7:30, so people can come and learn about it and everything. And one question I would like to ask for Dr. Smiley and Terry Morrow is, do you guys share the same enthusiasm from seeing this movie as Corrine does?
Yes, I definitely do. I saw it about a year ago, and I was just, I was just amazed that that could happen. And there was a certain line in the show, in the movie, that where one of the men said, it's on TV, they saw it on TV, and they were like, oh my gosh, we're going to get coverage, someone's going to come and help us. And another guy said, you know what, they see us as dirt here. Nobody's going to come help. And nobody came and helped. The United States, France, Belgium all knew it was happening, knew that there was plans for genocide, and did nothing. And I think that's a very difficult situation to be in, where sometimes our society says, why are we the police for the rest of the world? Why do we have to go out and help every different country that has an issue going on? But at the same time, how can we know that people are being systematically killed, and stand by and just watch it? So that's something that I think tears at a lot of people's hearts of, wow, how did we know this was happening and allow it to continue forward? So when Kareem came up with this and was excited and had already started moving it forward, I was excited to come alongside her and be a partner in the process.
I feel the same way Terry does about the movie, and I feel the same way about the comments in regards to man's inhumanity to man, is what I like to refer to that as, or social injustice. Kareem brought the idea to me several months ago, and just listening to her explain what her passion was about this particular idea. When she was talking to me about it initially, it was very foreign to me. I had no clue, no sort of relativity to what she was talking about at all. She encouraged me to watch the movie to get sort of an understanding of what this was all about. Mm-hmm. Consequently, I did that, and as Terry said, I was very, very much amazed as to what was happening there. Since that time, I've seen it again. I mean, there's another movie, The Summer, something with The Summer in the title that I saw. To be honest with you, I saw parts of it because it tugged at my heart so much. I just felt it really difficult to watch the rest of that. And I guess the question now, though, is basically, you know, do I feel the same way? I'm fairly certain that we'll get to explain other feelings a little bit later on in the interview. Thank you.
Well, you touched on the topic, but please give a brief overview of, you know, what you've learned while researching information on the Rwanda genocide.
Well, I've not done a lot of research on it, but what I have learned is that the history of a country and the lack of understanding by the outside world plays a lot in what goes on and in how we react to what goes on there. In my opinion, I think that a problem occurred through lack of understanding, where people are thrown together and expected to live in harmony without understanding the culture and the differences. And then people remove themselves from that situation that was created, and you get along with each other. And life doesn't necessarily work that way, because we all know that conflicts start through misunderstanding, and that's exactly what it was. A lot of misunderstanding on the part of the colonizers, on the parts of the different ethnic groups. So that's a major thing that I've learned.
Okay. Well, how can we as individuals become involved or even help?
I think that's part of what we're doing here is sometimes you see these kinds of things and you're so overwhelmed, you have no idea of what you can do, and so you do nothing. And I think that happens so often. And one way that Kareem is helping is she's helping educate. She was touched by Hotel Rwanda and has moved forward and is acting and is going to impact this entire university and in community. We have people coming from all over the area, as well as the Anishu community, to come and hear this. And that's something you can do. And yes, she's doing it on a larger scale, but there's tons of things you can do. There's a number of different websites you can go to learn more about it. You can write letters to the UN Ambassador Kofi Annan. Right. You can organize groups, small groups, discussion groups. I mean, it doesn't even have to be about the Rwanda genocide. It can be about difference and how do we dialogue about difficult issues. It's about action. If you want to do something, choosing to do something small, it doesn't have to be big. It can be a small thing that will have an impact.
I would add to that, when we talked initially, we being Kareem and myself, about genocide, in my programs, we do a lot of programming per se, looking at various cultures and trying to develop appreciation for that, awareness of what's going on. I was very adamant about the fact that if we do Rwanda genocide, also based on the fact that there are other types of genocide that's happening in our world today, do we expand on this? We did not want this to be a one-shot deal, if you will.
Right.
So we are looking at this happening, and actually we have developed the concept of saying that this is going to be a look at Rwanda, genocide in the 21st century. Well, Rwanda will just be our initial awareness activity. From this time forward, say by next year this time, and maybe even before that, we're expected to enlarge the committee that we have working right now.
Mm-hmm.
We expect to see what type or investigate what types of activities, what types of learning situations, what types of education situations that we can develop to make sure that we continue to be a learning learning institution, that we're educating, that we're learning, that we're training, that we're doing all of those good things. In other words, we're putting theory to action.
And this is going to go towards you, Kareem. The question was, you know, what can we do to have people, you know, help, or what can, as individuals, we do? You're a student here at NSU. It's not like you're a professor or somebody who's studying this issue, just somebody who felt so compelled and touched by seeing just a brief touch of the information. And that's a big thing. A lot of people's like, I'm one student, I can't make a difference. But yet you're making a difference because you're bringing light to it and you're educating your community and your fellows because you're so passionate about it. How does that make you feel?
The word that I could best describe you right now is overwhelmed. I'm very overwhelmed by the support of the committee, Dr. Smiley, Terry Morrow, Dr. Chayton, Dr. Assis, Kim.